Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football, another in our 10-part series that's offering a position-by-position look at the Steelers as we continue to count down the days until training camp opens at St. Vincent College. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show. Today's spotlight is being trained on the inside linebackers. And the theme of these so far has been depth, depth, depth. And wow.
You said it.
Wow. I mean, every other, no, well, maybe not safety. But I mean, I don't even know. Okay, the starters, Lawrence Timmons, who I've talked to people here, believe that this could be the season where he establishes himself as the best player on the Steelers defense. And you have Larry Foote, the reliable veteran from
Detroit, Pershing High School,
from Michigan.
They're the Doughboys.
And after that, there is nothing that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, and even getting back to Timmons, since that's where you started, one of the things they need to establish, and this will be discussed more clearly in a subsequent analysis, but they not only need him playing great inside linebacker, they need him not to be the first option at outside linebacker. That might help him become a better inside linebacker if he could stay put.
Yeah, I think that Timmons, he is now, his status or as a player, what he accomplished last season, I think that the Steelers look at him as one of the premier inside linebackers in the NFL in this respect. You never have to take him off the field. If you need him to cover, line up and cover a tight end, not that, you know, he can do it flawlessly or any, but he can do it as good as any inside linebacker there is. He can cover a running back as good as any inside linebacker there is. He plays the run capably. He is good as a blitzer. So he is kind of an inside linebacker for all occasions, all situations. And I don't know that the Steelers are going to mess with him at all. I mean, there's certainly disaster scenarios that could crop up in a game when you're limited by the number of guys you have in uniform that day. But I think Timmons has earned now the right to play his position. His position is inside linebacker. But Marshall McFadden, Brian Roll, Sean Spence, Stevenson Sylvester, Vince Williams and Keon Wilson. That's what we're talking about.
Not a lot of Dick Butkus. At least there's, not yet.
There's not a lot of Larry Foote there. I mean, you know, there was a time not too long ago Larry Foote was a backup inside linebacker for this team. I mean, you know, the Sean Spence situation, he continues to fight through that rehab. But I think that counting on him in 2013 is foolish.
Yeah, the position coach here, Keith Butler, has said, and there's another guy that usually gets his guys ready to play. So if you're wondering how it's going to come together, just maybe the Butler does it again. But he has said it would be miraculous if Spence played this year.
Yeah, I think he was overstating it a little bit. But, again, counting on Sean Spence in 2013, I think is not the intelligent way to approach it. Stevenson Sylvester, I mean, I haven't seen anything yet to make me confident that this is going to be the year that I would be comfortable or confident playing him on defense.
He's supposed to know all four positions by now. Stop me if you've heard that one before. Here's what you need to know about Stevenson Sylvester. Maybe all you need to know. The Steelers did not tender him.
Right.
They were prepared to lose him without any compensation whatsoever to another team, and nobody signed him.
Right. And so, again, it's, you know, when you, if you have a good young player – with who is a completely a free agent, he got no offers from anyone. So obviously he still has a lot to prove in this league. You know, the guy who's interesting, but again, he's a rookie. You know, Vince Williams, an inside linebacker from Florida State, 6'1", 250. I mean, he's a guy, I don't know, I would expect from him, realistic expectation, in my opinion, from him this year would be, you know, special teams. He should be one of Danny Smith's guys. I mean, because you're going to keep four inside linebackers, I would imagine, and I don't see four that thrill me beyond two. So, you know, Vince Williams, but who knows? He's said to be a smart guy. He has played a variation of this defense at Florida State. I have been told early on in the offseason program, you know, I saw him actually explaining some things, you know, to some of the other rookies and young people. So it seemed that, you know, his absorption of the scheme was progressing nicely. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe you have to play him, but a rookie, and he was the team's second pick in the sixth round, a rookie, I don't know how comfortable I would be with that. But, again, that just underscores the depth issues that the Steelers have here.
Yeah, and the opportunity this kid has. And let's see what he does with it. He's definitely a guy to keep an eye on once we get up to St. Vincent Labs. And they're going to need to establish that pretty quickly because Larry Foote going into year 12, very, very, I was going to say serviceable, but that's not giving him enough credit. But at the same time, he's at the point of his career where you wonder if he might get nicked here and there, and availability might be a bit of a question from time to time. So that's yet another position where they need to establish a plan B if needed.
Yeah, and you know, just looking at it quickly here, I think that, you know, Stevenson Sylvester may get something of the benefit of the doubt early because of his veteran status. But Vince Williams and Marshall McFadden, one rookie, one second-year guy, McFadden, formerly an undrafted rookie from South Carolina State, you know, he may be able to ease Stevenson Sylvester out if he has himself a good, solid camp. We'll have to see.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of looks in the OTAs.
Yeah.
And that is, of course,
they're trying to see what they may have there. They don't
know. And to coach these guys up to get them prepared to compete so they can give their best representation at St. Vincent and not trying to be figuring it out. So hopefully he's got it figured out and he'll be ready to show what he can do.
And hopefully maybe either you or I or maybe even Keith Butler can figure out who his third and number three and number four inside linebackers are before camp breaks in late August.
Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of Jethro Bodine trying to figure out how three Gazinta four.
Those Gazintas are tough sometimes. That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.